just for love, like the wings of some high-flying bird. All the songs I will sing to you, you can hear every word that I ever heard come to you. Of the people I've been, of the visions I have seen, of the things I think about, a situation that I get in sometimes, and the places I have been at times.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to our second week together. Those who can make you believe absurdities can make you commit atrocities. We remember these words from Voltaire and some newer words. Potent memes can change minds, alter behavior, catalyze collective mind shifts, and transform cultures, which is why meme warfare has become the geopolitical battle of our information age. Whoever has the means has the power. And today, that power resides in us. Now, last week, we talked about how living outside the dialectic is one sure way one could be released from controlled and guided thought, the kind of thinking which seeks to force us into taking a side, either for or against, in every socio-political, familial, economic conflict presented us to consider. We talked about how it seemed these choices were oftentimes false choices, in that problems are usually created by the same forces seeking our anticipated reaction, even our voluntary participation in consensus-driven solutions, which ultimately did not serve anyone's interests, let alone that lone individual who was misled from the get-go. We touched upon the theories put forth by Marx, Hegel, and the communist. But Hegel is acknowledged the founder of modern totalitarianism. Thus are all ideas surrounding socialism, capitalism, fascism, corporatism, and today's communitarianism, mere ingredients of the stirring witch's plot. And we learn from the attorney how he became a gangster. Remember? In so deep, he couldn't back out. Said he, to paraphrase, "I was forced into submission, to silent, complicit consent, to obedience, to slavery." No matter his objections to the system, he was his own worst enemy, a criminal, just like all the other syndicalists and socialists who, like him, are found living under today's dictatorship of the community. And we'll be back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Are you serious about maintaining or improving your health? If you are, you need Terravim. Terravim offers a full line of vitamins, minerals, and herbs for people serious about enjoying a healthy lifestyle. Our product lines include Alamax, Magnesit, Silver 100, Natura Health Products, Gala Herbs, and Terravim's private label, and undergo rigorous clinical studies by leading researchers and contain physician-grade research-based therapeutic doses of nutrients. All of our vitamin, mineral, and herb products are manufactured under current good manufacturing practices. This is in an FDA-registered production facility, and we guarantee that the ingredients in the supplements are exactly what's on the label. We also provide free consultation for all our products along with general wellness information. All orders over $45 ship free, and all orders received by 3 p.m. ship the same day. When shopping online, enter the coupon code RBN for a 10% discount. To order now, call 1-866-647-4372. That's 1-866-647-4372 or visit terravim.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? Extendovite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and four other herbs, Extendovite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
So, beware those extolling the virtues of community, ladies and gentlemen, lest we reap the whirlwind. This is Larkin, Texas, as are you, just an American, on this Saturday afternoon, September 3rd, 2011. You're tuned into RBN, ladies and gentlemen, because you can handle the truth. Nowadays, words fail more often than they help me. After all, I am not what I think. I'm not what I say. But I am what I do. That said, for David, Leo, Tom, John, Liz, Larry, and Joe, if we had no words to share, because we had no language, I dare say a better civilization than that which we experience today would be built. With such wisdom, what's really there, here, to fear? Like you, I seek remedies and solutions in as few a word as I think practical. I hunt and gather twigs for my nest so that I may lay its foundation. The efficient management of one's household is a joyous pursuit. Its sanctity serves to celebrate those lives who dwell within. With all that will come adaptation, reinvention, renewal, to be sure. But fear never means we need be ruled by emotion. I think of words, I think of seats. I think of words, I think of songs. I think of signs and symbols, of sights, sounds, voices, smells, tastes, touches, perceptions of wonderment, which tell me how lovely it can be, this feeling of just being alive. Some signs and symbols of language I've internalized, but now they're as digested, and they're come apart from that once imagined was me. These words were, and still are, contract, well-being, economy, where once they had fueled my hunger for nourishment, for healing, today they hold me altogether. These are words delivered with a kind of sing-song cadence. Another man's words might not serve me so well. From The Anatomy of Slave Speak by Frederick Mann come these words. Ideas are more powerful than guns. We would not let our enemies have guns. Why should we let them have ideas? Joseph Stalin. Language creates spooks that get into our heads and hypnotize us. From Robert Anton Wilson. It is hard to fight an enemy who has outposts in your head. Sally Kempton. The most potent words in the hands of the oppressor is the mind of the oppressed, Stephen Biko. The first thing I want you to realize is that the primary tool or weapon terrorists use to subjugate, control, and dominate their victims is words. By terrorist, I mean coercive political agent, or terrorist bureaucrat. A terrorist is always an individual human being. Please think about this issue. How often has a terrorist stuck a gun in your face and said, pay your taxes or else? Compare this to the number of times terrorists have sent you pieces of paper with words on them, telling you what to do or what not to do, and what penalties you may be subjected to if you don't obey. Now please stretch your imagination and imagine a world in which nobody takes the words of terrorists seriously. They say, we are the government. And everyone laughs at them and asks, government? What is that? And whatever they reply, they are greeted with more laughter. Then they say, "Our word is law, and you must obey." Everyone just laughs at the terrorcrats and asks, "Law? What is that?" Again, whatever they reply, they are greeted with more laughter. Think about this. How much power would terrorcrats have in such a world? I don't care how much thought you have to put into this, but it's absolutely vital that you understand the primary means terrorcrats use to subjugate, control, and dominate their victims is words. Today, we'll open up the phone lines. The call-in number is 1-800-313-9443. 1-800-313-9443. Words are funny things. They're thought to be needful things. I think of these words from William Casey, CIA director from 1981 to 1987. And this is a quote from his very first staff meeting. "We'll know our disinformation program is complete when everything the American public believes is false." This from William Colby, CIA director, from September 1973 to January 1976. "The Central Intelligence Agency owns everyone of any significance in the major media." Cognitive dissonance. The uncomfortable sensation of holding two conflicting ideas simultaneously. A CIA term, a Madison Avenue term, a think tank term. Slide is a conditioned response which dead ends one's thinking, and or it terminates debate or an examination of the topic at hand. Ladies and gentlemen, there are people today who actually study these things. They love to sow seeds of discord, of chaos, confusion. They enjoy conflation of language. Here's a thought. The concept of error, as understood and treated by Phineas Parkhurst Quimby, Quimby, the founder of the New Thought Movement. Dr. Quimby had once been a student of Anton Mesmer, from which we get the term, the word mesmerize. He spoke of hypnosis, but Dr. Quimby turned to something else, and we'll be back.
Berkey purification systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. Berkey's are used worldwide under normal, hostile, and emergency environments. Securing your access to good-tasting, sparkling, wholesome drinking water can be harder than you might expect. Water is often laced with chlorine, lead, high levels of harmful bacteria, and other unwanted chemicals and contaminants. Even bottled water can contain these contaminants, and moreover, it's expensive. Other purification systems are inferior. Most do remove pathogenic bacteria, and many remove the beneficial minerals that your body needs. Perhaps that's why Berkey systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. This simple, highly effective method of microporous, self-sterilizing, and recleanable black Berkey purification elements bring you the finest water purification system available anywhere. Call today, 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Free shipping for a limited time only.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now, 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Did you know that the water you're drinking may contain over 2,000 different contaminants? From hormone-disrupting and mind-altering chemicals like fluoride in pharmaceuticals to newly emerging contaminants like radiation and other hybrid chemicals that water treatment plants don't screen out of our drinking water. PureEffectFilters.com has a breakthrough filter solution to effectively reduce the widest range of such contaminants, including the radiation coming from the Fukushima disaster. In addition, the filters will also revitalize your water by releasing natural minerals and electrolytes while increasing pH and antioxidant levels. Safeguard and revitalize your drinking water today with a breakthrough Pure Effect water filter system. Visit PureEffectFilters.com to learn more or contact us today at 1-888-891-4821. That's 1-888-891-4821. Call now and take one of the most important...
back. Before the break, I mentioned Phineas Parkhurst Quimby. He was the founder of the New Thought movement in America in those years before the war between the states. Dr. Quimby turned away from the teachings of Anton Mesmer. Anton Mesmer sought special effects in his use of hypnosis. But Dr. Quimby sought a force multiplier. He sought a tool which might be a serviceable tool for his patients. And to that end, he sought not to hypnotize his patients, but to assist his patients reverse what he termed error. Because to him, it was error which brought that patient to him for his help. Dr. Quimby knew that the best help a patient could receive was that which he administered himself. Now, it's true. I love words more than I should. And as I said last week, they are my curse. But for any of you who share my interest, I will share with you a few tools which are available online, which I have found intriguing and useful. The first one is Etymology Online. Etymology Online is E-T-Y-M, as in Mary, online.com. Here is a place where we can study words. We can look at words like word, whirl, world, sword, war, ward, and even weird. We can look at words like God, that which is good, egad, or to goad. We can look at words like seed, voice, command, and love. Another tool that I enjoy, perhaps you'll enjoy, is Opposite Word, a place to find antonyms, the opposites of words. That would be opposite-word.com. Now, interestingly, a few years ago, I wanted to learn the antonym for the word word. At that time, the one word answer, after putting the word word into the search engine, was pleasure. The other day, however, placing the same word, word, into the little bot search engine at this website, the one word answer was silence. Another place that I consult from time to time for something else is the Double Tongue Dictionary. And that would be at doubletongued.org. And finally, the ISM book. ISM as in a school of thought. ismbook.com. The other day, the currently featured ism was the word nihilism or nihilism. Traditionally, a rejection of common morality or religion. For example, Nietzsche is often said to have been a nihilist because of his opposition to Christianity, as well as his perspectivism. More recently, some nihilistic currents of 20th century thought, for example, some strains of existentialism, bordered on a kind of activist irrationalism. By celebrating the meaninglessness of existence. And we'll be back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with the return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experience process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Attention RBN listeners, the Freeze-Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees, but we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
These things can
So now we consider security. It is patently impossible to discuss social engineering or the automation of a society, in other words, the engineering of social automation systems, which we call silent weapons, on a national or worldwide scale without implying extensive objectives of social control and destruction of human life. In other words, slavery and of genocide. The solution of today's problems requires an approach which is ruthlessly candid, with no agonizing over religious, moral, or cultural values. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm reading from Silent Weapons for Quiet Wars. These are not my words. These are not your words. They are words, nonetheless, which our enemies hold to. In 1954, it was well recognized by those in positions of authority, it was only a matter of time, only a few decades, before the general public would be able to grasp and upset the cradle of power. For the very elements of the new silent weapon technology were as accessible for a public utopia as they were for providing a private utopia. A utopia for some, hell on earth for the many, served by them. The issue of primary concern, that of dominance, revolved around the subject of the energy sciences. I would urge you to read this document. Again, Silent Weapons for Silent Wars. It teaches us so much. Security is also the name of a recent book by the everything expert, the father of American communitarianism, Professor Amitai Etzioni. From Friesian.com, we see rights, duties, responsibilities of communitarianism. Rights, responsibility, and communitarianism. And we see more words. For the wages of sin is death. Romans 6:23. From wealth does not come virtue, but from virtue comes wealth, and the whole of other goods for men, private and public. The words of Socrates in Plato's Apology of Socrates. You may remember Socrates, forced to drink the poison cup for what he revealed. The state stands between my mind and body and tells me what kind of doctor I must employ. When my soul is sick, unlimited spiritual liberty is given me by the state. Now then, it doesn't seem logical that the state shall depart from this great policy and take the other position in the matter of smaller consequences, the health of the body. Whose property is my body? Probably mine. If I experiment with it, who must be answerable? I, not the state. If I choose injudiciously, does the state die? Oh, no. From Mark Twain in Osteopathy, 1901. Benito Mussolini said, against individualism, the fascist conception is for the state, and it is for the individual insofar as he coincides with the state. Liberalism denied the state in the interest of the particular individual. Fascism reaffirms the state as the true reality of the individual. Such nonsense. Surely somebody will want to call in and stop me. I see Rodney in Illinois. Are you there, Rodney?
without Q.
I see you're there, Rodney. How are you?
Well, good. Oh, so you can hear me.
Forgive the delay. It must be the vagaries of
okay.
Electromagnetism, huh?
Yeah. Hey, Lark, I'm recall a comment in the introduction of a book written by Otto Scott. Not a well-known author, but briefly, he was a child of diplomats. Had advantages. Later in life, he proved himself to be very erudite and excelled in philosophy and his endeavors. But he explains in this introduction to a book a childhood experience that he had. And it goes something like this. Because of circumstances, it was necessary that his parents hire a tutor. The tutor turned out to be a recent graduate of Oxford University. I believe they were stationed in England, of course, at the time.
Uh-huh.
Upon the first lesson, the tutor simply handed the young man a book and said, "Read this book. Give me a report next time we get together."
Uh-huh.
So, you know, whatever time passed, the next lesson, you know, came around, and the tutor says, "Okay, tell me about the book." Well, the young man, you know, he of course read it, or you know, who knows what how he applied himself, but he read the book. He did his best to give an overview, and you know, sort of was. The tutor stopped him and said, "Give me that book." And he began tearing it page by page in front of him and said, "You stupid boy, this is a terrible book." And I've never forgotten that, because I think that tutor did that young man a great service.
You know, I agree, Rodney. I've actually heard this tale before, and I absolutely agree. I think it's...
unfortunately...
It's good that you bring it up.
Unfortunately, myself, as well as many, I think, are not privileged to have someone come into our life and do something like that until later in life. And, of course, the older we get, the more entrenched and the more we favor the book, whether it was a good book or not, you know, metaphorically speaking. And I just wondering... As many of us, I think, could recount, we had a wake-up call in our life. We had moments when we dared to be a heretic. And
yes.
that's quite a lonely, frightful step to take, to step out of conformity of thought and of practice and of habit, and by your own actions say, "Now, wait just a minute. I dare to disagree."
You know, there's a part of me, Rodney, that thinks that language itself may one day become passé. What are your thoughts about that?
Well, Lark, I'm a carpenter and I'm not a wordsmith. I've heard the word passé. In other words, irrelevant and unimportant. How do you define passé?
Out of fashion.
Out of fashion. Okay.
Out of favor. No longer considered useful.
Well, the way I see the contemporary human experience, at least in my view of the world, words are a means to explore pleasures, and the fewer the words that get in the way, the better. And I think we've already gotten to that point, Lark.
Well, especially in this tightly bound, interconnected, interdependent world in which we live, the mind has no firewall, and therefore words and language actually harm us more than they help us so often. And I think that's why people like me, for instance, become hermits. And why I want the words to leave. I want them to go away. Because for me, they almost rather interfere with my wanting to love life and to experience pleasure, to do the things that I need to do to maintain myself. They're almost an affront. And that's why I bring this up.
Well, my own childhood memory relative to words is not very profound. It is to me. But my first attempt at communication was not as an infant or toddler or, you know, a kindergartner. It came in, you know, second, third, or fourth grade. I didn't talk. But
how about that?
As I observed, and of course I did listen, my peers seemed to have acquired a proficiency of telling stories that were not true, but they were entertaining and humorous. So I thought, that feels good to hear those, so I tried it. And I was abhorred with myself, within myself, not from any, you know, moral
consequence.
It was simply because I recognized that what I was engaging in was implanting upon my own psyche, and of course this is all in retrospect and in hindsight, a lie.
It felt almost like no matter which words you employed, you were inflicting as much harm as you thought were words put to the good. Yes?
Yes. And I was part of a public school. Of course, our class, you know, grew up together. I know full well someone who had developed a proficiency of storytelling early in life. He just got better and better and better at it. And
uh-huh.
It certainly did not was of no quality to his character. It was quite obvious, and I'm very glad. But at the point that I discovered this horror of having memories that were untrue that had to be cataloged, I simply quit talking again. And it didn't help a whole lot in my in my schooling, but it was a choice. It was a conscious choice. I didn't know what to say. I didn't know what to talk about. I was, you know, what does an 8-year-old know what to talk about? You know, I had the capacity for deeper things, but I had no tutor. I simply had to wait and wait years and years before I began to rub shoulders with people who were deep thinkers and who had, you know, very important things to say, like yourself. But
well, I can actually relate to that very much. I was always drawn to the people who were really quiet, even standoffish in school. And I don't know why, but I just somehow felt that those were the people that actually had something real to say. And so much of what we do in the way of words and language is simply mimicry. It's aping, copying, parroting others. And it seems like we do these things foolishly, you know, merely to, you know, kind of pump ourselves up and prove that we are able to compete and to stand tall and such other foolishness.
Yeah. Well, if I could just slip this in during the bumper music, we in general tend to be our worst enemies, and clinging to false concepts and dogmas is what somebody needs to reflect upon, and they're to be a heretic. And that's not
stay
just
with us. Stay with me there, Rodney, and we'll be right back.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, hempusa.org brings you a new formulation of microplant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At hempusa.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, microplant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous-based metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, and metal expansion and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate on itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphite. It also offers the tremendous benefit of being non-toxic. It is used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com. Where reality shatters illusion.
Rodney, are you still with me?
Still here, Mark, yes.
Well, I want to apologize to Steve. If you want to call back in, Steve, we'd love to hear your voice. But please continue, Rodney, with your thoughts.
I lost it. Let me just conclude with this, Mark. You bring to the table so often thoughts and reference to people who have chosen to be heretics. And I embrace that word because I'm not insulted by it, but it goes beyond a religious connotation. But your program, I think, will do well. Stay focused, and give us what's on your heart and mind, and I think you'll do well. But anyhow, I'm a little lost. I'm a better listener than a speaker, and of course I wasn't prepared for this call, but I felt compelled to welcome you to RBN and say a couple things. But anyhow.
Well, I definitely appreciate you calling in today. Rodney, I always appreciate your words. I'm looking for ways that we can have an impact and that we can make an impact. And we can certainly take note of all which has come before, which is rather nonsensical, and consider that perhaps these words have failed us. And so I'm looking for new means by which to actually engage other people in ways that are truly relevant and meaningful to them. And those are things that I want to explore on this program. I want to explore words like the butterfly effect, for instance. What kind of potential can it have? What kind of impact can it have in what we can call today memetic warfare? Because that's what we're engaged in. We are in a war, and we can't discount that. But somehow, it seems to be a war that we're losing. And that's why I'm not afraid to be heretical, as you say, just like I know that you're not afraid to be heretical. Many of our listeners are the same. We know we have to learn to fight in a better way. So in a ways that actually will make an impact. So never fear your lack of words, Rodney. Frankly, in my view, it's your strength. It's all of our strengths. Because after all, we are not what we think, we are not what we say. We are what we do. And that is something that I hold to be the truth. And yet I would certainly respect somebody who did not think in such a way. Thanks so much for calling, Rodney.
Same here. Bye.
Till next week, ladies and gentlemen. Thanks for tuning in. You're listening to RBN.
The next round of the worst financial crisis.